Ben here from 92.3 FM. We're at the Keswick Conference this year, 2023, and I'm sitting here with Heather Campbell. How are you, Heather?
I'm fine, thank you.
And what is your mission here, Heather?
We represent Christian Women Communicating International, or in quicker term, CWCI.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. And what is your mission all about?
We take meetings in presenting the Lord Jesus and making him known to women.
That's amazing. And you have meetings?
We have, in this area, we have one annual convention every August. And in May we have, this is mostly in Cairns,
yep.
We have a coffee afternoon in May. So there are two main events.
Yeah, rightio. And how long has this mission been going for?
1957 it started.
Wow, that's
it. Started in Australia, in Sydney.
I've never heard of it.
Haven't you?
No.
Well, you've been missing out. Maybe you don't have any contact with other women.
Yeah, but I'm sure the women would have talked about it. But that's amazing. 1951.
Seven.
57.
Yes.
And how long have you been involved? 1957?
No. I've been involved for many years, actually. When I lived in Wynnum in Brisbane, we ran a Christian bookshop and we took a lot of bookstores out to the country areas. And now that we live in Cairns, now that we live in Cairns, I've been on the Tropical Regional Board, which is a six-year term, and I've finished my 6 years. But that board still goes and functions and represents. We have a lot of safari ministries that go out to outback areas too.
Yeah, so it's an Australian-only ministry?
It started that way, but it has expanded to overseas.
Yep.
And one main branch is Know Your Bible, KYB.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
You know that one, so yes. Now you know.
Yeah.
Yes, it's over in different countries as well.
Yeah, that's cool. And different countries, so it's international, not just Australia.
That's why it's now to,
yeah,
yes,
rightio.
It's now called CWCI. The I is international.
The I,
yes.
I is the international. That's amazing. And what do you get out of it most?
That's a good idea to get level. So everyone can hear what's going on.
The fellowship is good.
Don't forget the mission.
And seeing
stands,
Christian women coming together, it's just a good opportunity to.
All over, travel far and wide.
And they have Bible teaching, yeah. And the women have the women who speak at the functions are well taught in the Word of God, and it's always good to hear the messages they bring.
Yeah, that is cool. I know my mum does the KYB Bible study with a number of women in just out of Atherton here, and she loves it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so it means a lot. So if somebody's listening on the radio that might want to be a part of KYB or the CWCI,
yes.
How do they get in contact with you or find out a local branch?
Okay, I guess the local committee in Cairns would be the way to go.
Yep.
Or just if you know of anyone who goes to a KYB Bible study, they'll put you on to the right person.
Okay, and do they have a website?
There is a website, yes. The website is... Wrong paper. The website is www.cwciaus.org.au.
And I guess a lot of people will be able to find out information there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. It's been really great talking to you.
Thank you.
And it sounds like an amazing mission and
yes.
For women to grow and be discipled, I guess. And
exactly, yes.
So did you mention when the next conference in Cairns is for this?
It's in August. Not sure the dates. Second weekend, I think it is.
No worries. So if anyone is listening that wants to be a part of an amazing women's group, there'll be a conference in August, and yeah, we really thank you for taking the time out to talk with us today, and Yeah, looking forward to the Keswick. Are you looking forward to Keswick?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. Praise God. All right, thanks very much.
Thank you.